Hi, my loves. It's Jo, and I am recording this currently sat overlooking Azure Sea white sands. I am in Cornwall at this moment on my travels, and the sun is beating down, but I have got my hood up so that hopefully you can hear me because there's a little bit of wind. So I have tested, and I'm sure we are fine. So today, well, following yesterday's powerful theme around stories and the exercises inside your workbook. And I hope you've had some aha. So don't forget to drop things inside the community area and to make sure if you've got any questions to drop in ready for the conversation on Thursday, the live conversation. And make sure to put questions at the top. Now, inside your workbook, you do have the EFT taffy. I'm sure, if you're super eager, you've already gone there already, and that is fine. That's great. Do that. Definitely start today because you're starting to be activated, and that's when you need to start using it. We want to keep clearing it. So use the EFT tapping exercise every single day. If you want, you can do it in the morning and in the evening. First thing in the morning, first thing in the evening. As you're clearing these stories, and as we today are diving into the provider, and that theme is what we're shifting from. Ooh, we've got doggies barking in the background. Hopefully you can't hear this. So today's theme is the provider. And so we're moving on to a bit more about your relationship with money and your relationship with the provider, how you receive money and what you perceive of it. Now, inside the money map, the Wealth Evolution Guide, there is a section about being in infant mode, or otherwise known as dependency mode. And this is what will probably be activated a lot in this section, because the dependency aspect is when you're looking from when you were little, totally fine, totally right and good, you are dependent on somebody else to feed you, somebody else to provide for you, somebody else to give you energy, somebody else to take care of you, somebody else to, give you food, give you comfort, give you all of those things. Even though on the inside, your soul knows that you're not really dependent on anybody, your baby body is dependent. And so you learn to adjust and behave certain ways so that you get food, get water, get shelter, get comfort, get love, and be praised and appreciated. And so these are all called resources. And love and money, as I explained very much so in my Money Love program, money and love, they're all part of this aspect of resources. And it's how you behave towards resources in your life as you grow up is what's depending on whether you are the provider yourself or looking to the provider. So, and of course, that means about what we then project onto the universe, what we project onto others, what we look at as a dependency. Now, if you have this in you still from being any age up to 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe even sort of early teens, you will have this dependency because by then you would have started, you'll be very much in your separation mode and you're supposed to be looking outside of yourself for other people and also coming into your own independence of getting love and affection and maybe having, as a teenager, start to have your own job. You might have like side things to do, et cetera. It's about how can I become more independent? Now, if you're in a tribal environment, you would have been in by 12, you would have been well into doing your part. So when we think it's about that kind of younger phase, the infant phase, which is this dependency, and it really starts with breastfeeding and whether you were able to breastfeed or not, that is the initial part of could you breastfeed? You were dependent on the nipple. Now, this is really hitting that psychological aspect of were you able to breastfeed? And is there a concept of the empty breast? Now, the empty breast is I am looking to the nipple. I am looking for dependency and there wasn't enough. And you would have felt that on some level if there wasn't enough energy, there wasn't enough money, there wasn't enough time, there wasn't enough affection, there wasn't enough. There was a sense of there wasn't enough in your family household and you're looking to the empty breast. Because, of course, there's an aspect that you grow out of breastfeeding exactly the same as you grow up psychologically, emotionally, mentally, physically, sexually, all of those things. We grow and we need more. And it's totally right and healthy and good to need more, to want more, to desire more. But if you're looking to something that is empty or lacking, you will have felt shame, guilt, wrongness. I better shrink myself. So every time you hit a barrier of I want to have more, oh my God, I can't have more, it's wrong, it's bad, etc. And so you will feel like you can't have it. Now, that will be played out with money, because you will expand, you will allow yourself to have more, and then you'll hit the barrier of going, no, it's wrong, it's bad, I can't have this, because that was what was programmed in you for the empty breasts. Now, in my case, I didn't physically breastfeed. My mum couldn't breastfeed me. And so I was on a bottle, but even with that, I was allergic to dairy. So I was violently sick. For 3 weeks, I lived in intensive care and lived on nothing but sugar and water. And I nearly died, basically, as a kid. And when I did some past trauma stuff, I actually saw myself. I was in it. I could feel myself inside the incubator. And so that was a very deep wound, you know, very, very deep wound that I can't eat. I can't receive. I'm not being able to receive very, very early on. So I've had to heal that over and over again. Now, at different phases, of course, I started to, I started to be fed. I started to thrive. My mum has a program about not having enough food because she wasn't fed. She had a terrible childhood and there wasn't enough resources around. Now, my dad, he and my mum both grew up also in the war. At the end of, the end of the war, when rationing is around, my mum was born when the war was still on and she was sent away. And my dad was born at the time of rationing. So again, there's a prevalent experience of not enough resources. And as I said yesterday, these stories impact us. So we've got stories there of not enough food, a societal feeling of not enough food, and personal stories of not enough food. So there's a feeling of not enough. There's not enough. And if they're not connected to their own energy, or there isn't, the money aspect as well gets reflected into that. So there's deep wounds and stories that can happen. So as you explore these stories and you explore your own story around being provided for and how you're provided for, you will explore, be open to receiving insights around your own experience around breastfeeding, around how your parents were able to give you attention and time and love, as well as money. Because if we remember, we project this onto money, but it's not really about money. Often it's not really about money. It's their experience of money and your experience of love, of receiving what's in the way. So in your process, we're going to think about, who and what. Now, I've just talked about the empty breast, but the empty breast isn't just related to the feminine. It's also related to the masculine. So although we're saying the empty breast, that is a mother wound, but we're also looking at how did the male then provide? Because as you're seeing, the empty breast, of course, breastfeeding is providing. The masculine is also providing. So it's the idea of how are you being provided for through that experience with the breast, through that feeding experience, but also how are you being provided for with playtime, with energy, with affection, with somebody putting a roof over your head, and what did they feel about that? Now, my dad, in our journey of growing up, my dad was very much seeking to be the provider. He was also seeking to benefit himself. He wanted to be seen. He wanted to achieve. And that came at a cost. Then he started making money. It came at a cost at the time and energy he had to be available. So there was definitely a shift in the time from when I was little and a toddler. And as I started to grow up, he was less available, less present, not there. He would be fun on holidays and things like that. But my most of my memory of my dad is not being present when I was growing up, because he was so busy working to provide. And yet there was always a sense it was never enough and never enough doing. Now, when I turned, my mum got very sick. My mum got cancer when I turned 16, and my dad had a mental breakdown at the same time. So I went to this point then of kind of like everything just disappeared. So there's phases of that. Well, I'm coming into my independence, and now that's really not a great safe time. But up to that point, I'm now looking, you're looking at the who is providing for me? Who is providing for me? And that's what you end up translating onto other people. Now, for me, I want to share with you that I have had a big aha even doing this, channeling this for you, doing the work myself, I've had a huge aha of where I have been in a dependency mode where my frequency needed a shift in relation in my business, in relation in the way that I was showing up in my social media and stuff, because I had shifted into just on a subtle level a dependency. There was a wound coming up to the forefront instead of when we expand into the full inner goddess, when we expand into the full safety in our world, when we expand into the fullness of who we are, when we expand and connect into the utter abundance, being the sun, knowing the sun, the fullness of who we are, the feeling, and even if you're hearing these words, it will feel into your soul, for the full expansion of just like here I am on this beach, the sun is shining, the ocean is, as far as the eye can see, the sand everywhere, there's color and brightness and overflow. There is overflow, and I'm channeling an energy. There's a feeling of overflow. You all know that feeling from traveling, from being out and about, being away from your family, being away, you know, maybe with animals and nature. You will have this sensation. You know overflow, yeah? But what we do is we are the ones who then tune our frequency or try and squish ourselves back into trying to come into this dependency mode. And it's these aspects of us where we go, oh gosh, I'm still in dependency mode. I'm looking to the provider instead of I am the provider. Because when you are connected to the fullness of who you are, your source divine, your universe, the fullest expansion of yourself, you recognize and know that you are connected to the source. Yeah. And therefore source flows through you. You magnetize, you attract, you ask and it is given. This is what you know in your soul, that you are all that brings it in. And therefore, accepting that you are the provider has to become the shift. Now, we can play out this, oh my gosh, what? And this was the insight I realized, is that I had been holding myself back, not just in my business, particularly the social media, but so that my family and a man would still feel that they were needed by me feeding them and them feeling like the provider they would feel needed. So that I then was feeding them to make them feel big and then they feel like the provider and then I would receive the crumbs of them. Can you hear that again? So I fed them. I became their source. I fed them. So that they felt all really good. So I'm feeding them with energy. I'm feeding them with my energy, my power, my insights, my upgrades. I'm making them better. I'm trying to fix them, sort them, all of that. But it's more than that. It's deeper than that. I become the breast. Yeah. I'm feeding them, whether it's a man, whether it's, I've done it in lots of different ways, but whether, you know, so I've taken the bigness of me who could be over away from them, fully accepting I'm the provider. Yeah, but on this side, I'm sort of looking to the left, and on this side, I'm going, oh no, if I feed them, if I fill them up, if I make them feel good, I pump them up, I make them feel good, they will then feed me crumbs. And I've done it in my business, and I've done it with my family. And I was like, oh my God, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. And so when I shift and put that down, this is the shift. Yeah, when I put that down and go, that's done for me. Yeah, I am the provider. And I don't need to pump people up to give me things. I am the provider. I am the provider, which means I attract people who I'm more than happy to be the energy, but I receive money and overflow from people who enjoy paying because they feel good, who enjoy giving to me because it feels good to them, who love giving to me, not because I pump them up, but because it's a fair energy exchange. And I am the source and I receive from the magnetism, the power, the overflow from everything in the world. Yeah? Because if you're like me, when you've ever gone traveling or you've gone away from your family, you've got into the groove and you've got into the flow and you've gone, fuck, I'm like a magnetic genie because I'm so in flow with myself. I'm so allowing myself to be the fullness of myself. Everything just goes plop, 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 universe, universe, universe. Yeah? Because it's already done. It's already in the quantum field. It's already here now. It's not separated from me. But when you're looking to something else, you can't see it. And this reminds me of a story I used to share with my younger people when I was a psychotherapist. I have this brilliant story by Margot Sundin. And it's a psychotherapy story, but it's a story of the frog who fell in love with the moon. And this is exactly what we're talking about. So this little frog, and it's great pictures, but this frog believes that at one point the moon winked at him, loved him, made him feel special. And so night after night after night, he sat gazing at the moon, hoping and waiting for the moon to wink at him again. And what he doesn't realize is he ends up sitting there night and day, waiting, waiting, waiting for this, waiting, waiting, yeah? And to the side is all these hundreds and hundreds of frogs who are going, but we're here, we're here, we love you, we want you, there's the party. And he couldn't see them, he kept shying away from them, he couldn't see them. He's so busy waiting for the moon that is distant and far away, and a moon, it's just a moon, it's nothing else. Just looking, because the moon seems so special and magical in that one moment, that it felt like love. But to the right of him, there's a huge party going on until he eventually works out it's time to let go of the moon. The moon is never going to wink again. Yeah? He doesn't have to be dependent on the moon when there's a whole fuck ton of love over here. Yeah? And he turns and then he joins and he gets absolutely loved and adored. Yeah, loved and adored. And he's a happy little frog. And that's what we're doing when we play out these dependency wounds. When we play out, we're desperately waiting, hoping. We're going back to the little child who's hoping and praying that we will get smiled at, loved at, given to, appreciated, recognized by mum and dad. Yeah? By mum and dad. But for mum and dad to give you that when you are a grown ass person, a human being, I'm nearly 50, yeah? And I'm looking at a mum and dad or a mum and dad projection, yeah? Someone I'm looking to, another human being who will lovingly give me this moment. And I'm sure you recognize, you might have done this in relationships, we all have, that you've projected and you've made this person your son. Yeah, you've made them the sun or the moon. Yeah, you've made them that thing to be obsessed with. And if only they could just smile at you, you'd be perfect and Phil and everything like that. And that's what we project on to money, onto receiving, because we're looking to the provider. And it's like there's only one provider. But the truth in the reality is there is only one provider, and it's called Source. It's the Source, Divine God, Mother Universe, God Source. It is the source of all energy or light or manifestation, the universe. You know this in your soul. There is only one source, and you are an extension of it. You are an extension of it. It's in your whole being, and you are an extension of everything that's been made up of the universe. There is a source, but it's not a human being. It is not one person. There are a billion people on this planet. There are so many multitudes of ways that you can download, receive in every single way, like the thousands and billions of grains of sand that sat with me at this moment. So this is a very activating transmission, very activating, very deep. You will probably listen to it again. There is an exercise inside the workbook. Definitely use the EFT technique that I've given you inside the workbook at the back. Be kind and gentle to yourself, because this is about forgiving yourself. You've done nothing wrong, but it is about waking up and going, oh my God, I've been doing that. Yeah, I've been doing that, but it's a subtle shift. The joy of a projector, and that's who I am, is that I can see these subtleties within you individually, and I can see them in the collective. So, you know, that's the joy of when you work with me more intimately, or you work inside the membership. But the closer you get to me, the closer I can see where you're doing these things yourself, and that where these dependencies are, and where you're shrinking yourself and trying to get, imagine, I, you know, this is what really comes to me, is this: imagine the fullness of yourself as a giant sun, and you're trying to squish that sun into a tiny little box. You're trying to put the sun into a little box. It's physically impossible. So what happens is you take just a tiny, weeny little bit of yourself, a tiny little ray of who you are, and put it into a little box, and you go, here, I'll give you my light to somebody else, and then you play pass the parcel with them so that they'll give you back your light to you in a different form. But it will never feel like enough, because it's just a tiny weeny ray of who you are, a crumb of the full cake. Yeah. They can only ever give you back, this one person can only give you back the very small amount of light that you've given them. But when you expand and be the fullness of yourself and you give it to the fullness of yourself of living to life and all that is, you can receive back the fullness of yourself from all the ways and all the people and all the things. And money is just part of that wealth. Yeah, it's part of that full warmth of you in the full sun that you are. Hope that makes sense. And lots of mixed metaphors, but that's how I work. That's how I roll. So just a reminder, of course, that we go full on and more deeper into this and extend into this. And this program will also be available to you lifetime access if you come and join inside the Rich Femme Evolution, which is the next level to have that deeper relationship, to see the insights and within yourself, and to have the support with that, of course, or work with me one to one. And one of the ways that I'm now allowing myself to be the fullness of myself more is that I'm opening up to these richer, deeper conversations more and more in intimate spaces, in person. So I'm very excited to be able to share that with you, where I am no longer sitting in these, areas where I've depleted myself, but instead going, what? I don't need to be in dependency there. I'm not dependent on anybody but source. Yeah. And I share source. I come from the source. Okay. So I am the provider. This is the shift that's happening from the provider to I am the provider. I provide to me. This is the shift that you're happening. So enjoy today. It's deep. Go deep. You want deep. Go deep. The deeper you go, the richer you go, the freer you go, the sexier you go, the more expansive you go, the more abundant your life will be. You want depth. You are crying out for depth. And that's what warm wealth is about, so that you can activate and have that depth within your money and the fullness and abundance of everything that is your wealth. So I'm sending you and wishing you much love on this beautiful day. And do drop any insights, ahas, and comments inside the community.